Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, we've been asking you to get in touch today with your best New Year's traditions, from banging pots and pans at midnight to sweeping the old year out the door. What are some of the weird and wonderful New Year's traditions here in Ireland? Author and content creator of Weird Ireland, Bringsley McNamara, is with me here in studio today. Good afternoon, Bringsley.
Good afternoon, Andrea. I'm good. How are you doing?
Not bad. So you're here to tell us about some of the more unusual traditions that some of us still have. How commonplace are they, first of all? Like, are they every household?
Well, it's a funny thing. In a way, New Year's is not necessarily that old a tradition in Ireland. Not like Halloween. That's going back a long time. Mm. New Year's is coming in about, let's say, 200-300 years or something like that. And as such, it doesn't have quite as many traditions attached as Halloween or this sort of thing. But when you look back at the record, you get some funny ones. Like, around New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, there was kind of a prevailing idea. If you did something on that day, you'd be doing that nearly the whole year. Like, if you gave away money on New Year's Day, you're just giving away money all year, or... If you dug a hole too deep on New Year's Day, you'd be digging holes all year, this kind of thing. One interesting one that I've actually heard pretty recently, there's a lot of traditions around the country surrounding who first walks into the house on New Year's Day. It's better luck if it's certain types of people. Black-haired people is better luck, seemingly.
In what way? Or give us the background to that.
Who knows where that kind of thing comes from, you know? But if you look at some of the old records, you can see that kind of thing. And I actually had somebody talk to me pretty recently, said their granny in Kilkenny, I think, still does that.
So that the first person to come in to cross the door, the front door, on New Year's Day, that they look at the kind of person they are, or they're...
Well, it just brings luck to the house, you know?
Yeah, right. We've been asking listeners about this as well. Some of them talking about sweeping the old year out. What's the background to that?
Geez, you know, I don't really know that one. But the funny thing is, around a lot of these kind of holidays, sweeping, cleaning, washing things is a gigantic aspect of it. I mean... In particular, when you come up to Women's Christmas thereafter on the 6th of January, that just becomes almost entirely about cleaning, but the men are doing it instead.
Okay, so what are the more unusual traditions you've come across?
Well, the current ones we got, I think the most interesting ones, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, is down at Port Magee, County Kerry. You've got the this approximately 300-year-old tradition, where it involves... down at Port Magee, not that big a place. I was there this year for it.
Yeah.
About 2 pubs, I didn't see a church, 1 shop. About 10 minutes before New Year's, before the strike of midnight, somebody walks down the town. They're dressed up in a really old cloak, fake beard, fake hair, 2 walking sticks. There's a firelit procession and there's pipers going. And at about they could walk up and down the small street of the town. About 10 seconds before the strike of midnight, a big bang rings out. They fall over dead, seemingly, get carried away by a couple of people. Then on the very same street, just a few doors down, somebody will walk out one of the doors, a young person dressed in a black bowler hat, white shirt, white trousers, black cane, and as you can maybe imagine what's happening here, the old person dying is representing the old year going away, and the young person coming in is the new year coming in.
Right.
Yeah. And seemingly this tradition goes back to what this story is. It's the 1720s, Port Magee Harbour. There's a French ship there around Christmas time. Back then, New Year's isn't so much of a tradition around Ireland. However, the French crew come into the town, perform this exact tradition in the town. The townspeople are so amused by it, they carry it on ever since.
Like that, it must be very quirky if you're there and you don't know anything about this tradition in Port Magee and you witness this on New Year's Eve, you know, for blow-ins to the area. So you actually went down to witness this?
I went down to see it. Yeah, I was there on Thursday. Yeah. Bucketing rain for it, but still hundreds of people showed up for it.
And they're all typically maybe locals that are there, obviously aware of the tradition and how it's celebrated.
Pretty much. Port Magee's not that easy a place to get to. It took us 5 hours to get down there.
Wow. Yeah. Listeners got in touch, Bringsley, to say, in the Liberties in Dublin, we all sweep from the back of the house right through the house and out the front door. The whole idea around it, apparently, is getting rid of old spirits.
Right, there you go
now. Listener. Another texter tells us it's a Dublin thing to come out banging pots and pans. I think it's to scare off the spirits. Or something like that.
Or in case you don't have any fireworks bought.
Yeah, exactly. To create a little bit of the hype and momentum. Quirky traditions around Kerry and Limerick?
Around Kerry and Limerick, is that a question? Or?
Well, quite a few of our listeners getting in touch to tell us that there's quite a few there across the counties. The Castlecomer rubber boot race.
Oh, yeah, that's one of the big ones. Yeah, absolutely. That's a New Year's Day one specifically. All right, so Castlecomer, County Kilkenny. Since the 1970s, they've been arranging a rubber boot race. I've seen in some places claim it's the largest rubber boot race in the world. It's a 5-kilometre track. Naturally, you have to wear rubber boots for it. Anybody's allowed to apply for it. You just have to give a donation to, money goes to charity. Yeah. And you have to wear regulation rubber boots that can't be souped up in any kind of particular way. And seemingly it comes from some local farmers in the 70s who wanted to run off their Christmas dinner. So they decided to organise a rubber boot race. Come the 1980s, it got bigger. Floats started getting added to it. Very elaborate floats. The Godfather, a guy going around in the bath washing himself all day, this kind of a thing.
Yeah. So where do we sort of keep record of the traditions that we have to celebrate New Year's?
Well, the places I look is, dukas.ie. It's the school's collection of folklore collected in the 1930s.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a terrific place to look for it. So if you went onto that site, dukas.ie, and search the key terms New Year's, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, it'll find record from around the country of how people in the 30s at least celebrated this kind of thing.
Yeah. Like, if you are somebody who maybe is superstitious, does that play a big part typically in kind of traditions, New Year's traditions that some of us may have?
It's every festival, every time of year has got a superstition attached to it, you know. I think people find a lot of fun in that kind of thing.
Yeah.
People find a lot of fun in an outer realm kind of idea behind any celebration going on. So a New Year's as well, absolutely, why not?
Lighting candles for loved ones, another texter tells us, big tradition in their county.
Great, very touching.
Yeah. Irish people are quite superstitious by nature. My wife won't walk over 4 grids on the ground, says this listener. Ooh. Don't think that's necessarily
That sounds like a lot of work to keep track of.
Listen, Brinsley, thanks a million for coming in to tell us about some of the weird and wonderful traditions that we have. If people want to get more information from you, where can they do that?
Oh, well, they can find me on Instagram, Weird Ireland on Instagram, also TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, any of those kind of places like that.
Okay, good stuff. Listen, Brinsley, happy Christmas. Thanks
great,
for joining us
Christmas
on the show.
Author
and content creator of Weird Ireland, Brinsley McNamara.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insuranceBroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.